This is a tape of a series of tapes sponsored by the Kentucky Folklife Foundation. I'm talking to Mrs. Audrey Morrow, who had her first three children were delivered by a company doctor. Mrs. Morrow, what was the name of the company doctor that delivered your children?
Dr. Floyd is all I remember.
Uh-huh. And what mining camp was he?
Yamacraw.
That was actual camp. They had what kind of community did they have there? Can you describe it for me? They had stores and
they had one store, one church, and a school. And of course, I don't have any idea how many families were, but there's several families.
I'd say there was at least 15 or 20 families right around that area.
Yeah, right around that. And of course, he stayed at a boarding house. And the boarding house was operated by Elmer and Edna Shepherd. And that was back in 1927 when I first went there and worked. Because I married in 1928. And then my first boy was born in 1929, and my next girl in 1931, and next in 1933, and he delivered all three of them.
And where did you work?
Well, my husband was a miner, coal miner. Of course, I was just a housewife at that time. After I was married, I didn't work anymore.
So y'all lived there in the coal camp? Uh-huh. And,
mm-hmm. We lived in the part of the coal camp they call Wallstown.
How much did the mining company, the Stearns, charge y'all for medical care? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
How did they collect the money for medical care to be eligible?
I don't remember whether they charged the miners so much a month for medical care and then they paid the doctor or not. But the best I remember, we never did have to pay any doctor bill. Now, I might be wrong about it, but, you know, our mind gets kind of bad.
Uh-huh, you got good money. I think probably they did take it out
of
your husband's salary.
Yeah, that's the way I believe it was done. It was just held out of their salary, you know. And
so much a month, and then they done the taking care of your medical part.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember ever paying any doctor bills.
You remember about when he came to deliver the babies? You remember anything about it that you could tell us about him as a doctor?
Well, that all I can remember. I know when he'd come, he'd always stay with you, you know, till everything was over with. And of course, we'd go to his office. He had his office at this boarding house, and he'd go over there every so many weeks. You'd have to go in for a checkup and everything.
Oh, so you had good prenatal care.
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting. Uh-huh. Now, then did he deliver the baby in the home?
Uh-huh, delivered in the home, uh-huh.
How far did y'all live from his office, his boarding house?
About a mile.
Just a mile.
And my first baby weighed 12 pound half when he was born. And he was with me a day and a night before it was ever born. And they finally called Dr. Smith out of Stearns, and he was on his way on the train down there when the baby was born. Of course, they didn't have to use him, but they called him. They thought they was going to have to take it.
Thought it was going to be trouble.
But Dr. Floyd stayed right with me all that time, and they had every woman in the camp in there, too, you know, helping.
They did.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it was hard deliveries back then to what it is when you go to the hospital now. Of course, I had my last two children in the hospital. There's quite a bit of difference in being in the home and being in the hospital.
But back then, you didn't go to the hospital.
No, they didn't know anything about going to hospitals back then.
Were there any other times when your children were sick or your husband or you were sick? You remember that he doctored with on you, Dr. Floyd?
Oh, yeah, we would always go to him to get medicine when we'd have colds or anything. Anytime anybody was sick, well, he was always at your side, you know, ready to help you. He was a good old doctor. And he'd sit down and talk with you, you know. So many doctors this day and time don't take time to talk with you or anything. He'd always sit and talk with you, tell you what he thought about things, you know. And he was just a good old doctor, a good old country doctor.
He really gets to know you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess you didn't have a drugstore, so you'd have to go to him for the...
No, we had to go to him for the medicine.
Mm-hmm. You say he lived at the boarding house. Was his family live with him, or
no,
did he...
No, his family was somewhere else. I don't know where his family was. He'd go home every once in a while, you know, maybe every month or every 2 months. He'd go home for a weekend, and I never did see any of his family or anything. And we lived down like that. Well, I guess I knew him for about 10 years, maybe longer than that.
Did your husband, your first husband, did he left the mines, did he?
He was killed. He weren't killed in the mines, but he was killed. A man shot him after we moved out here.
Oh, uh-huh.
And
but he's still working
he
in the
was
mine.
Still working in the mines at the time of his death. Uh-huh.
You know, as people say that the mine camps were kind of violent. What do you think? Were they that bad, or?
Oh, I thought it was a pretty good life.
No, back then that mining camp was quiet and peaceful. It was just peaceful being out back then.
Just like this.
Yeah, we'd always have church and Sunday school on Sunday, and of course they had a place down there in the schoolhouse where they would come in and show a picture show every once in a while, you know. And it's just an ordinary life back then, like it is now. Well, it better like what it is back then. You didn't hear of all these drugs and stuff like we're having now back then.
Probably had a closer community to
them.
Did the women visit around when they...
Oh, yeah. You knew everybody, and everybody associated with everybody, you know. Not like this now, you don't even know your next-door neighbor now. Yeah, them was good old days. I just like to see people get back together again like it was then. Close communication, everything.
How was your homes? Were they right nice?
Well, we just had an ordinary home. They was papered. They weren't sealed or anything, you know, that we just papered. Back then we papered houses with newspapers, Sears Roebuck catalogs.
Kept the wind out, didn't it?
Sure did. Yeah. And in the spring you'd always go through at the store and buy newspapers. Some of the better off maybe would buy what they call building paper, you know, and they'd paper their houses with it. It was just a colored, heavier paper. But most of everybody just go to the store and buy the leftover newspapers. They'd keep them, you know, the ones left over day, they'd keep them. You go over and buy you a big armful of the newspapers, go home, paper your house, and as your spring cleaning. And most of the houses just had four rooms.
Uh-huh.
They had a kitchen, living room, two bedrooms.
It's very simple.
You didn't have no bathrooms in
there? No bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
The superintendent, he had a house that had a bathroom, and it was a little bigger house, a little better house than the ordinary people had lived, but everybody was equal. I mean, everybody's house was just about alike, you know.
Do you say you had a grocery store there?
Yeah, they had a store. They called it a company store, you know. And every mining town had a company store.
Did the farmers come in kind of peddle food too, sometimes fresh vegetables and things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a man, I can't think of his name right now, but he'd come in every week with a horse and have saddle pockets and had it full of eggs. He'd bring in eggs and we'd always buy our eggs from him. And of course, they'd bring in beans and roast ears and, you know, stuff off their farm back in there and anyway.
Did y'all have any garden spots?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
So you could raise something.
Yeah, we had a garden nearly every year.
Mm-hmm.
Some did, but
10 beehives.
Yeah, we even
Is
had
that
bees.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, honey,
yeah.
Come right on in.
We're going to head for Tennessee, so I'm just keeping.
You're about ready to head out, huh?
It's been a little long. When you are.
Oh, where did you live before you? Went to the camp of
Pine Island.
Mm-hmm. Your husband, what type of work was he in before he started mining?
I think he started out a miner when he was about 18 year old. He was raised back in Tennessee somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He was a miner all the time. All my life that I ever knew him, he was a coal miner. And he died in December, and they were just signing up for Social Security. He had his card, but he'd never made a payment on Social Security. So when he was killed then, I couldn't draw Social Security, not like it is now, you know. There I was left with four little children. So I come back to live with my daddy over here, on that Tom Meadows you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I live with him. for 8 years, and I met this Mr. Morrow, then married him, went to Tennessee.
I see. That's really an interesting life story. Can you think of anything else about the company life, the town, small town life that might be helpful as you remember back, or about Dr. Floyd? How did he get around? Did he have a...
He walked.
He walked. Did he have a horse in there to go out and...
I don't think he ever went out on a horse. Now, somebody might come in now. That some of the coal miners you see would live out of the camp. And some of them might have brought horses in if they was in the distance. Now, I don't know, but I believe they did. I believe some of them might have brought horses in like that. But ordinarily, he just walked. Or maybe if he was going to go to Paint Cliff or something, he'd drive a train. See, they have these passenger trains all the time going up and down the road. Well, not all the time, but they make two or three trips a day.
How far out of Stearns was the camp?
Yeah, we know. She done gone out there.
Just approximately.
I'd say, I'm a bad judge of miles. But it wouldn't take you over 30 minutes to drive it. In a car, I mean.
You could drive it in a car?
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah, they
that?
Had a car rolled out. Went out through Smithtown and back down in there.
You mean a car by car, the train car? Or
no,
automobile?
I mean an automobile. Oh. Automobile, yeah. Well, yeah, there was automobile over there.
So it wasn't as isolated as some of the other camps
no.
was. I know some of them were. The only way you get there was on the train.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now all those houses have been torn down and moved away or burned or something. Anyway, they've been made away with. And they've got a good blacktop road all the way down through there now. You can drive automobile and go from on through to Bell Farm. And it's going back into this big national forest
yeah,
resort.
Big
there.
Farm.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're trying to get developed right now. And that's back in that part of the country.
Hopefully they might restore some of those old towns there, see how it was and where they lived.
Well, yeah, there is just a few of the houses left, but not many. But most of these little mining towns are all, they've all been made away with. Mm-hmm. Even the stores and everything, it's just like going out in the wilderness now, you know. I was back down there a few years ago. And it's just like coming back up here. It don't look like the same country when I lived here.
I was just gonna ask you, how does it feel to go back to a place you lived for 10 years and
disappear? You just feel like you're in another country. In most cases it does. You just feel like you're in another country. Every once in a while you'll see a little something to remind you, you know.
Well, I thank you very much for helping us. I think that would be helpful about Dr. Floyd. You don't remember any other of the doctors. You did mention a Dr. Smith, but
yeah,
he was in another...
he was over here at Stern. But now his son, if you want to get any information on him, you'd go right down just right here in the cemetery, right down this old 27. And his son could probably give you a lot of information about him.
Okay, that's fine. I sure appreciate you very much helping me.
Okay, I hope it'll be a lot of help to you. Hope you can just get all kind of information.
Thank you.